What yes are you waiting on from God? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. There will always be prayer requests, but sometimes there are those requests that seem to go unanswered or pushed aside almost by God. So what do we do when this seems to happen? Well, stick around for today's Devo, When God Says Yes by Christina Joy Holmes. Weeping believers gathered at the house of Mary, Mark's mother. Only a few days ago, their beloved pastor had been martyred. And now, another of their pastors, Peter, had been arrested too. As Nicholas stood up, a hush fell over the group. Brothers and sisters, shouldn't we be praying for deliverance and boldness for Peter? But we prayed for James and he was killed. A discouraged voice protested. Why should we expect anything different this time? Kindly but resolutely, Nicholas spoke again. Don't you remember how the Lord told us to never give up praying, even if we grow discouraged by the answers or how long it takes to get them? Just because God allowed Herod to kill James, that doesn't mean he won't save Peter this time. Let's pray and see what he'll do. With renewed hope, the believers began praying, wondering how God might intervene in such an impossible situation. There wasn't a break in the praying. Some had to leave for work but returned in the evening. While they were gone, others stopped by. Those who couldn't sleep came to pray through the night. But despite the innumerable prayers and tears offered during those long days, when they reached the night before the scheduled execution, nothing had changed. Long into the night, the believers were still desperately asking God to rescue their pastor. Nobody else paid attention when Rhoda got up to let another believer in to join their vigil. Then, suddenly, she ran into the room laughing and crying. They could hardly understand her news. Peter is at the door! Surely not. She must be imagining things. But when the hubbub died down, the knocking continued. Finally, someone opened the door. There stood Peter, free, without having denied the Lord. It was a miracle. The believers rejoiced that God had answered their prayers with a resounding yes. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. Today's story is how one author imagines Acts 12, verses 1 through 17. God hears all of our prayers, and he answers according to his great wisdom and love. Can you think of a time God said yes to one of your prayers? What happened? Consider taking a moment to thank him for this. Even when God's answer is no, he hears us and he cares. How can this encourage us to keep praying? As you and I can read in Acts 12:5, so Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him. Now I'd encourage you to read in your Bible all of Acts 12, verses 1 through 17, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in diving deeper into today's message? Well, if so, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app and check out today's Devo in it, because in the questions portion, we have some extra scripture to help you get more connected. You can find that in any major play store. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Did I Do It Right? With yours truly. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.